I guess it's past time for us to start, so we'll get started here in a moment. This is going to be a little different day. We've got people sick, and Tom won't be able to be here today, so I'll be leading the singing. Also, we didn't have a visiting preacher today, so on Wednesday nights, we're starting a study on James. So that's what I chose today. We are going to see a video of Johnny Ramsey, and that is on the book of James. He'll go through the whole the book. I think Johnny, if you look at how he quotes the scriptures, may have a photographic memory. That's what caught me when watching that. We are connected to Johnny Ramsey in some odd way. The preacher that we had here, John O'Dell, several years ago, went from here in, I think it was a couple other places first, but he ended up down there with Johnny Ramsey, where he was, and I can't think of the name of the church now that was. But he ended up down there working with him for a while before he retired. Johnny Ramsey's passed away, but he had quite a memory and quite a preacher. I think you'll see from what we watched today, Lord willing, that this goes that way. Does everyone have a red book? We're in the red books today. I like to go back to that. There's some of these songs that just having the book, it seems different for me. So 111, yield not to temptation. In James, he starts out the book about temptations and talking about it. So this is also mentioned in the book of James. Sing the first and last verse. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Stand if you're able, and Brother Dave will lead us in prayer and scripture reading.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Almighty Father in heaven, so thankful, Lord God, for this first day of the week, Lord. As your body has gathered here, Lord, to worship thee, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would do it in the spirit and the truth, Lord, and how you have taught us to worship thee, Almighty God. Lord, and we ask that you be with all those. It's not your, those that's sick and afflicted, Lord. Touch them and help them, Lord. We know we have many sick among us, Lord, but we know, Lord, that you are the great physician, Lord, that you're able to heal, Lord. And we ask you to just touch them and bless them, Lord, and help them to stay spiritual strong, Lord, in thee. Lord, and we pray, Lord, here is your body, Lord. Each and every one of us would grow, Lord, in the knowledge and the truth. Lord, And be with Jimmy, Lord, as he brings a message into us, Lord. Lord, it be a message, Lord, where we could grow closer to you, Lord. Lord, and we could just be able to teach others about thy word, Lord, and bring them to you before it's everlasting too late. Lord, I pray for any lost here this morning, Lord, they would come to thee, Lord. We know, Lord God, you have said today is the day of salvation unto them, Lord. And we pray for that, Lord. And if anybody needs anything, Lord, that they would come forward and make it known so we could help them in Jesus Christ's name. And amen. The reading would come from James chapter 2, verse 10 through 12. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that saith, do not commit adultery, and also do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So to speak ye, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty.
Please turn to 231 now, 231. I might say about scripture reading, since that is something we are studying on Wednesday night, about that law of liberty, as James goes into talking about that, you have to realize that what they were dealing with the Jews, which we had in Bible study this morning, that they were wanting to go back to the old law, and James tries to get them to understand that we are under the law of liberty, the law of Christ. The Old Testament's no longer in any effect. And if they were going to follow it, they couldn't just pick one thing or certain things out and then not do the other things, which is mentioned in the scripture that Dave just read there in James chapter 2. So that's what they were dealing with. But the law of liberty is interesting to study, and we'll be doing more of that on Wednesday nights. Faith is victory. And that's another topic that James talks about quite a bit, faith. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle where the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand of the we find gone up in red array. Let tints of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helm alone is shed with truth or word about. The earth shall tremble beneath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. The invitation song will be 593 if you want to get that. As we set this up, it'll take me just a second or two to do this if things work properly. And this was from last century, so you can tell that by that hum. I've heard that before. Hi, this is Jim Lanning. Today we included copyrighted video material in our church service. We cannot legally play that as part of our online video. We have embedded it in the video in this post on the webpage. Please keep playing the video to see the remainder of our Sunday worship service. Did anyone get all the scriptures written down that he said? That talks about wisdom. spiritual wisdom. He has the knack and the ability to use the right scripture at the right time and then able to quote it. And I was very impressed with that. I've heard other sermons that Johnny Ramsey has preached, and he was something else. Talks a lot about being a practical Christian. If we have anyone here today that would want to become a Christian, this is a opportunity that you would have. If you don't understand the gospel, there are many people here that would be willing and happy to teach you that. That wasn't mentioned in this lesson about that, but we are to hear the word of God. We're to believe the word of God. We repent of our sins. We confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then we're baptized, immersed in water for remission of sins. So those are the steps of the gospel, but we would want you to know that for certain from the gospel, if you so wanted to. So an encouragement for that is Psalm 593. If you turn to that, and please stand, and we'll begin the song. There's a fountain free is the title of this in some song books. Comes from Revelation 7:17. There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste to the brink. 'Tis a fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you. Seated. You'll turn now to 281. I have got the wrong number on that. I'm sorry on that. I'll have to look that up. Probably got the song or one below it. I did that, but it's 51 is what it should have been. That's not even close. Break thou the bread of life, 51. That's still not the one I want. I'm still not finding it. I'll have to turn back to that. This song is one that we used to sing quite a bit. And I don't think it's in our blue book. And I wanted to try to lead it. It may be new to you, if I can find it. It comes from the verse in James chapter 20, verse 7, about upon the first day of the week. It comes from that verse, I believe, on that. It's about breaking bread. It has to do with that. That's one I could go to that. That's one that works as well for this. Maybe I'll do that, Mark. You gave me a suggestion there. Yeah, that wasn't the one I was thinking about, but we can go to that. That's one that that's not in the other book too, and I miss singing this. This is one of the songs that we should have in our song books. It teaches so much. So let's go to that. I'll just, some other time I'm doing this, I'll try to get the other one. What's that? 289. That's probably, I think that's it, Dave. It was close there then. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. I'm going to go over that. Go ahead and look at Upon the First Day of the Week. That's on 3. I want you to take a look at that. That is a tremendous song. That was taken out of, I think, the song books, probably because some people didn't like what it taught. And there's quite a lesson in those four verses. So we will go to 289 now. And let's see. Breaking of Bread. Acts, that comes from Acts 27, Mark, and also from Hebrews 2:14. Yeah, it goes with it. Yeah. Give me a second here to get this in my head. We want this to help prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. Dear Lord, we break the bread in. Thank you, Dave, for finding that. Marcia found it. Okay. Got something down there. Mark.
Does anybody need the Lord's Supper? If you do, I'll have Steve get one. Okay. Up on the first day of the week, we come and we surround this table in remembrance of what Christ did for us upon the cross. Just like in the couple songs that we just did here, we talked about the once upon a week. It tells us that we know that up on the first day of the week, we're to do this. And this is given to us by the scripture. We're also to break the bread. It's like the other song that Brother Jim had picked, you know, there about breaking the bread. You know, the bread represents Christ's body. And the fruit of the vine represents the blood that he shed upon the cross. I like to turn to Mark chapter 14, and start with verse 22 and read through 25. That's Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 25. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine till the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." You know, God has given us the emblems that we have today to take in remembrance of what he did for us up on the cross. Like I said, the bread represents his body, and the blood, the fruit of the vine, represents the blood that he shed for us. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for the bread. Our Father in heaven, we'd like to thank you for letting us be able to come here this morning, be able to surround this table He remembers what Christ did for us upon the cross. Bless this bread for its intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Our Father in heaven, we still continue our thanks of for the fruit of the vine, represent your blood that which you shed upon the cross. Bless it for the intended purpose. All this in Jesus' name. Amen. Separated apart from the partaking of the Lord's Supper is the offering. We know that God has told us that we're to do this upon the first day of the week, along with the Lord's Supper, but offering is different. It goes for the work of the church. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we continue the thanks of being able to come to you and thank you for letting us be able to come together and to be able to give back a portion of what we've been prospered for the work of the church. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A few announcements. As we all can see outside, not my weather. I'm ready for spring or at least summer. get a bulletin, a lot of information in there. Get that and take a look at it. One, unfortunately, we have a lot of sick people. Mary is sick today. Tom stayed home with her. Betty Giannis, she's got a bad sinus infection. Keep those in your prayers and thoughts. There are so many of our number who have been ill. right now, I've got one right here in my throat. Pardon me for that. Also, there's still some pictures back there in the foyer. Take one of them. Miss Cindy did a lot of work on those to take them home and enjoy them. Is there anything that needs to be announced I don't know about or should know about? Whoever has, I think Mr. Tyler has closing prayer.
Please stand. Dear God in heaven, thank you for this day and the ability to congregate, study your word, sing these songs unto you. God, we ask you to be with those unable to be with us here today that are dealing with various health ailments. Upcoming test procedures, that you be with them during their challenging times and provide comfort. God, please be with us as we go our separate ways. Help us stay strong in temptation. And when we fall short, Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.